Gears are finally in motion to make one of Penetanguishene's most popular trail access points into a safe, inclusive environment for patrons. A $330,000 tender was awarded by Penetanguishene Council to CSL Group for development of the trailhead at Overhead Bridge Road, which would promote trail usage and active living for participants while incorporating risk management. This project has been a few years in the making, said Sherry Desjardin, Director of Recreation and Community Services, to Penetanguishene Council at a recent special committee of the whole meeting. In following the Penetanguishene Trails Strategy of 2017, the town identified the access point at the corner of Overhead Bridge Road and Robert Street West as integral to trail activity, citing the road allowance being used informally as a parking area by trail users as the primary initiative. Staff was directed in 2020 to apply for grant funding from the Trans-Canada Trail and the County of Simcoe, as well as a contribution from the Township of Tiny, all of which were achieved. In addition, the Trans-Canada Trail grant provided nearly $14,000 of additional funds for the project, bringing the budget to just shy of $300,000, at a shortfall of approximately $19,300. We did receive two submissions from the tender, Desjardin informed council. Unfortunately, it did come in slightly over budget. When discussing with the engineers who gave us the probable costing, they said it was the earthworks and asphalt that came in greater than anticipated. Desjardin spoke to the $19,300 budget shortfall in the project, and asked that council approve a $30,000 project contingency, in the event that we run into glitches during the construction. Coun. George Vadaban Kerr related having seen on particularly busy weekends, overflow parking from the road allowance spilling onto the adjacent streets as well as West Street a short distance to the south. One issue the town faces with the project is in regards to mature trees which act as a natural visual barrier between the road allowance and a property owner directly west of the site. The existing shrubbery and hedges on the site were planted by the property owner at that location, and they're encroaching on town land, Desjardin explained. Staff have met with the property owner on a few occasions to advise of the pending project and encroachment, and provided him an opportunity to salvage his trees and move them. According to engineers consulted by staff, moving the trees could have cost the town more through the transplanting process, to which they wouldn't warranty the project for using external resources. Council passed the motion to award the tender 5-2 with Coun. Michel Mayotte and Dan LaRossi voting as the nays. Staff is to release a notice advising the public of the construction prior to commencement. Meetings of Penetanguishene Council are held on the second and fourth Wednesdays of each month, and can be watched live on Rogers TV Cable 53, or on the Rogers TV website.